We continue now with Maseches Beitza, Daf Chesem et Aleph. We're going to begin Zayinim and Beis, two lines from the bottom of the page. The Gemara begins by referencing the Mishnah on Daf Beis and Aleph, which recorded a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding the heter to shecht a chaya or an oaf, to slaughter a non-domesticated animal or a bird on Yom Tif, if one did not have offer, earth which was prepared beforehand in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Kisi Adam. So Beis Shammai said that one can go ahead l'chadchil and shecht a chaya or an oaf, even if you didn't have earth prepared beforehand. And Beis Hillel said you should not. However, the Mishnah says, umodim, Beis Hillel admit, she'im shachat, that if you already shechted the chaya oaf, she'yachbar b'dek of yichas. At that point, you can go ahead and dig the earth necessary in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Kisi Adam. So comes along the Gemara, and Zayim and Beis on the bottom of the page, and says the following, Amar of Zrekam of Yehuda, v'hu she'yesh lo deker no'utz mibod yom. This heter of Beis Hillel, that one can go ahead and dig earth in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Kisi Adam, that's only true if the deker, if the spade, the shovel, was notes, was already inserted into the ground, mibod yom, from before Yom Tif. In this particular scenario, one is not actually doing a maisa chafira, he's not actually digging the earth from the ground, which would constitute a malacha of choresh, of plowing on Yom Tif. And so therefore, since the act has been mitigated because of the fact that the spade was already in the ground before Yom Tif, so in this case, and in this case only, says Rabbi Yehuda, that's when Beis Hillel would allow one to go ahead and to proceed with the chafira, with the digging of the earth, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Kisi Adam. So says the Gemara on the last line of the page, what does that accomplish? Even if it's true that the deker, the spade, was inserted into the ground before Yom Tif, he still has to go ahead and crush up the earth. He has to crush up the dirt in order to be able to do a kisui. He can't go ahead and take a heavy clump of dirt and throw it on top of the blood. It has to be soft. It has to be powdery in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Kisi Adam. So there's still going to be an act of chil yom tif that's necessary. Rashi explains over here the background to this discussion. It says Rashi, less Rashi on the bottom of the page. The Rav Yehuda Parach. This question is going on Rabbi Yehuda, the Amr, who says, v'hu she'yesh lo deker notes. Rabbi Yehuda says, in qualifying Beis Hillel, that this is only true if the spade was in the ground from before Yom Tif. Alma, you see that according to Rabbi Yehuda, ta'ima de masnis en lamishum da'osi aseh de v'chiso ba'afar, v'dachi es lo sasa komalacha. Obviously, what's going on over here is not that we have a principle of aseh de v'chalo saseh. There is, in general, a halacha that if a person fulfills or is doing an action which constitutes the fulfillment of a mitzvah saseh in the Torah, and simultaneously, by doing that action, he violates a lav in the Torah, we have a general principle of aseh d'chalo saseh, that the performance of the mitzvah saseh overrides and is docha the mitzvah slo saseh. But that's not what's happening over here. The Gemara in the next Amud is going to tell us why we don't see aseh d'chalo saseh in this situation. But obviously you see from Yehuda that's not the case. How do you see that? Because he says that the spade has to be in the ground beforehand. So we're not just going ahead and across the board and saying you can do whatever is necessary in order to fill the mitzvah of Kisei Adam. El mishum dekvar chofer va'omehu, says Rashi. Obviously, Rabbi Yehuda says the reason that this is permissible is because we view it as if the earth was already dug because the deker, again, the spade was in the ground beforehand. In which case, the Gemara says, v'ka'avid kasisha. But what does it matter that the spade was in the ground beforehand? You're still doing an act of crushing. Shadayin regovim udubakim heim, because you're still going to have clusters of dirt that are stuck together. Ve'inam ru'uy l'kisui, elim kein koshan. You can't do a kisui with it in that fashion. You have to first go ahead and break it down. V'koz esh toldet t'tochin hu m'lochi, says Rashi, crushing clumps of dirt on Yom Tif, that is a told of tochin, one of the avos melachos of grinding, and that is a real melacha d'oraisa. So if it's true that this is not permissible across the board because of aseh d'chalo saseh, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda says we're only going to permit this if the deker was notes mibod yom, if the spade was in the ground from before Yom Tif, so what have you accomplished? You still have a problem of kasisha. There's still going to be an issur d'oraisa of tochin. So Amar Rav Chiya Barashi, Amar Rav, v'ofer tichuach. We're talking about a case where the offer is tichuach. The earth is already very soft. If the earth is soft already, so the shovel was in the ground from before Yom Tif, I just lift the shovel out of the ground and powdery soft earth comes off, and all I need to do is put that right directly on top of the dam. There's no malacha that's necessary at all. Says the Gemara, but that's not true. V'aka avid guma. When you go ahead and you lift the earth from the ground, you are leaving behind a hole and making a hole on Yom Tif. That itself is Aser. Says Rashi, V'chayiv Mishum Binyan. There's an Issa Deraisa to go ahead and dig a hole. The Gemara in Shabbos explains that if I dig a hole in a house, that's going to be a form of Binyan. That's going to be a Malacha Deraisa of Bona. If I dig a hole outside in the field, so that's going to be a different Malacha. It's going to be a Malacha of Chorish. Either way, digging a hole on Shabbos or Yom Tif is an Issa Deraisa. So says the Gemara, if this is not a Seder Chalos Aseh, so what is accomplished by having the Deker notes? It's very nice that the shovel was in the ground before Yom Tif, and it's great that it's offered to Chuach, but you're still going to leave a hole in its place, and that's an Isser of making a hole on Yom Tif. So says the Gemara, Kedu Rabbi Abba. No, this can be explained according to the sheet of Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba, HaChofer Guma B'Shabbos Ve'inu Tzar Chalal Afra Potter Alel. A person goes ahead and digs a hole on Shabbos, but not for the purpose that one normally digs a hole. Normally a person digs a hole because he wants the hole. He wants the hole to build something. He wants the hole in the ground because that's part of the process of plowing. That's when we say a person is over and Issa D'Raisa violates the Torah prohibition of digging a hole. However, Baba says that if a person digs a hole, not because he wants the hole, but because he wants the dirt, so that's, Tosfos explains, that's called the Malacha She'ein Tzricha L'Gufa. We know that there are 39 malachos, 39 categories of malacha that are prohibited on Shabbos and Yom Tif. These malachos were done at the time of the Binyan of Mishkan. So every malacha has an action that is used to define the essence of that malacha. And as well, there's a tachlis, there's a purpose, there's a goal, an objective, which I'm trying to achieve when I do that particular action. So normally the action and the objective, the goal, the tachlis, so they're inseparable. It's very clear circumstantially what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. But there are instances in which you can actually point to a person who does an action, but the action is not being done for the typical traditional reason why one would expect, for another reason. So it's true. Normally, digging a hole on Shabbos is an Issa D'Oraisa, a Chofer Guma B'Shabbos. However, if the only reason I'm digging a hole is not because I want the hole, because I want the dirt. So that's called a Malacha She'ein Tzricha L'Gufa. I'm doing the Malacha, I'm doing the action, but I'm doing it for a completely different reason that this action is normally done, and it's a completely different reason that was done in the Mishkan, in which case, it's Pater. Pater meaning it's still Asim D'Rabbanan, but Tosfos explains over here, Mishum Simchas Yom Tif, it would be permissible L'Chadchila. So normally, Malacha She'ein Tzricha L'Gufa is not going to be Mutar L'Chadchila, but it's certainly going to be on a much lower level than an actual Issa D'Oraisa. So just going back to the beginning of the Gemara, we saw Rabbi Yehuda says that the heter over here to go ahead and do the chafira, to dig the dirt on Yom Tif in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Kisi Adam, cannot be talking about a situation where actual malachos need to be violated. So that's why he started by saying, V'hushi yesh dekar na'utz mibon yom, the spade must have been in the ground from before Yom Tif. And we say, what's that going to accomplish? Do you have to crush up the dirt? We say, no, we're talking about ofer tichuach, soft dirt. And even if it's softer, what's that going to accomplish? Still, we have what? An Isser of being chofer gum of digging a hole. So it says the Gemara, if the only reason you're digging a hole is because you want the dirt, that's called a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa, and in that case, you're going to be potter. Rashi says a little differently over here, that it's a kilkol, it's a destructive act, and generally we say call them a kalkol and peturim, that to act in a destructive way on Shabbos is going to be usher. But over here again, since there are other pressing reasons, simchas yom tif, you already shechted the animal, you want to go ahead and proceed with the mitzvah of kisi adam, so it would be permissible l'charchila to violate that which would normally forbidden midu rabbanan, but there's no violation of an actual melacha d'oraisa in these situations. Continues the Gemara in the third line on Chesem at Aleph. The Gemara references the last line in the Mishnah. The Mishnah on Daf Beis at Aleph concluded the discussion of doing kisi adam with the words she'efer kira muchanhu. Because oven ashes are considered muchan, they are considered designated beforehand, and they're not muksa. Now, as you recall, when we studied the Mishnah, those words seemed very strange because we were not talking at all about efer kira. We were talking about offer earth that we find in the ground. Efer word sounds the same, but it's actually a different word. Offer means earth, dirt. Efer is ashes, spelled differently in iron and olive. Efer kira. Muchan who was talking about Efer Kira? We weren't talking about Efer Kira, that all of a sudden the Mishnah should conclude, She Efer Kira Muchan hu, that Efer Kira is considered Muchan. So it says the Gemara, Efer Kira Mandakar Shme. Who said anything about Efer Kira? Where was it even mentioned beforehand that the Mishnah now concludes by saying, She Efer Kira Muchan hu? So Amar Rabbah says, here's how you read it. Hachi Kamar.
ve'efer kira mukhanu, not she'efer kira mukhanu. She'efer kira mukhan implies that we were talking about efer kira beforehand, and now we're using that to explain why something is permissible. Says Rabbi, no, that's not what the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah is saying, and another point, efer kira is also mukhan. If you have ashes that remain in the oven on Yom Tif, you're permitted to go ahead and take those ashes and do the mitzvah kisi adam. And you shouldn't be concerned that it's muksa. It's not muksa, says the Mishnah, efer kira mukhanu. So comes along the Gemara and says the following, Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, lo shanu elo shehusak mi be'erev Yom Tif. When is it true that you can take ashes from the oven and use them to fulfill the mitzvah kisi adam? This is only true if the wood was burned before Yom Tif, says Rashi, mi etmol, daiti lave l'chomidi, m'chomili. Because in my mind, I said to myself beforehand, listen, there's ashes in the oven. Ashes can sometimes come in handy. They have various uses. So I may go ahead and use it for something. Aval husak bi Yom Tif, but if I first burn the wood on Yom Tif itself, oh, sir, I can't do it. Because says Rashi, delekeli meima daiti lave mi etmol. I can't say that, oh yeah, yesterday I had in mind that I was going to use these ashes. There were no ashes, it was only firewood. And so therefore, the heter to go ahead and use efer kira is only true if the efer was there from before Yom Tif. However, says Rav, v'imroi litzlos v'beitza mutter. However, if I burned wood on Yom Tif and there are ashes in the oven, and the ashes are still hot enough to be able to roast an egg, says Rashi, she'etzadayin remetz cham, there are still like burning embers in the efer, so then it's mutter. Then I could still go ahead and use this very ash in order to fulfill the mitzvah of kisi adam. Why is that? So Rashi explains, demiyetmo, because yesterday, be'odim eitzim, ha'yim chanim lehesel gavashel v'litzlos. When they were still eitzim, when they were still wood, so it was not muksa, they were set aside for the purpose of hesek to burn, in order to provide heat, or levashel to cook, for litzlos to roast. In other words, there was a designated purpose. Va'odenu b'tashmisho zeh. And now that it's still burning, and it could still be used to roast an egg, odenu b'tashmisho, it still retains that previously designated status. Va'aydi d'chazi lafuche be'imidu l'tzias beitza, shakalei nami manach le'al adam. So once I'm permitted to go ahead and to move it around, to stir it in order to fulfill the mitzvah, not the mitzvah, but the function of roasting an egg, so I could also go ahead and move it in order to fulfill the mitzvah of kisi adam. So even though Rav says that you're not permitted to go ahead and use efer kira from wood that was burned on Yom Tif, if it's still so hot that it's roy litzlos b'beitza, that you could still roast an egg, so then it still retains its original pre-designated status. And now I'm permitted to go ahead and to take it and to use it for mitzvah of kisi adam, even on Yom Tif. Tanya Nami Hachi says, the Gemara, we have a braisa which supports this particular position of Rav. Kisha Amru Efer Kira Muchanhu, when they said Efer Kira's Muchan, that oven ashes are considered to be designated for the purpose of using for kisi adam, Lo Amru Ela Shehusak Meir of Yom Tif. This is only true if the fire was burned before Yom Tif. Aval Husak Be Yom Tif. But if the wood was first burned on Yom Tif, and so therefore these ashes came to be on Yom Tif, aser v'imroi litzlos ha'beitza mutter. But if it is still possible to roast an egg on these ashes, they're still so hot that they can continue to serve the original purpose, then it's mutter, then it's still permissible to go ahead and use it for the mitzvah of kisi adam. The braisa now continues and adds other parameters to understand when exactly offer is considered to be prepared for the mitzvah of kisi adam. Hichnis offer li ginaso ulurchuvaso mutar lechasas bo. If a person brings offer earth li ginaso into his garden ulurchuvaso into his he has a field where it's just a lot of garbage. It's a dump. It's a wasteland, and he brings the earth into that area. So then mutar lechasas bo, says Rashi. A person goes ahead and he brings a large quantity of earth into his gin, into his garden, for gardening purposes, or he brings it into his churv, because he wants to spread it out over the ground to make the surface smooth. So then, then he can go ahead and take from this earth on Yom Tif and fulfill the mitzvah of kisi adam. Why? The chosman shuhut savor. Because as long as the earth is still collected, gathered in one place, daite lavei l'chol tzrachav. In his mind, he says, I could use this for anything. Even though he plans eventually on using it for gardening or to use it to spread out the dirt and smoothen out the surface, doesn't make a difference. Right now, Kozman Shoot Sover, it's still gathered in one place. In his mind, it could be used for anything. And so therefore, it is Mukhan for the purpose of Kizu. V'omer Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda continues, Machnis Adam Ulukupaso Afar V'osaba Kol Tzorcho. A person can go ahead and take a basket full of afar and use it for any purpose. Says Rashi, Machnis Adam Ulukupaso Afar Bistam. He, for no particular reason whatsoever, he just goes ahead and he takes a basket full of earth, V'nosnam B'malkam Echad, and he puts it in one place. Osebo kol tzorachov, he could use it for whatever he wants. V'lomrinu, we don't say bottle gabi karka bayis aydi dezuchu. We don't say, nah, since it's so little, we just consider it to be bottle to the karka the bayis. Typically homes in ancient times, so the ground was, the floor was made of earth. And so therefore, you take a little more dirt into the house, we would normally think, maybe you should say it's bottle gabi karka. We don't say that. We say, since he brought it in a basket, in a keli of sorts, and he brought it into the house, he could still do whatever he wants with it. However, Darsh Marzucha, Mishmeh Marzucha Rabbah, Buhu Sheyich Lo Karen Zavis. This is only true if he designates it or he still places it in a special corner. It says Rashi V'lo Shotcha, he's not yet spread it about. Because the fact that he has not yet spread it across the floor shows that he intends to use it for anything that may come up. Uba Afar Tichuach Kamar, and obviously we're talking still about earth, which is very soft. Says Rashi, just reminding us what we learned already. It is not lacking anything. It's not lacking chafira. It doesn't have to be dug out. Below kasisha, it doesn't have to be crushed up, which would be a problem of tochein. The only thing that's potentially lacking is achana. But as we see already, it's not even a problem of achana, because if he places it in a special keren zavis, our assumption is that he'll use it l'chol tzoracha for anything that comes up, any need whatsoever. And so therefore, it's permissible to go ahead and to take of this afar that he previously brought in the basket to his house and to use it for any purpose, including kisi adam. Regarding this last statement in the Gemara in the Nimr of Yehuda, Machnas Adam lo kupaso, so Tosos wonders, what is the chiddush above and beyond that which we already learned in the Mishnah, in the Brisa rather? The Tosos, the Bemaskel v'Omer of Yehuda, Machnas Adam lo kupaso afar, Tosos says v'im tomar, and if you'll say, Ma bala hosef ala braisa. What is Reb Yehuda coming to add on the braisa? The Ketani says in the braisa, afilu hichnis liginaso lechavaso, even if you brought it into his gin, into his garden, to his churva, v'kol shekein lo kupaso. Certainly, if he brings a small little basket into the house, it should certainly be okay. Yishlomer says, Tosos, the perish Rashi nicha. According to the way Rashi explains it, this makes perfect sense. When he brings off into his gin, into his garden, we assume that's talking about a case where he brings a lot of earth together. And as long as it's together, in his mind he tells himself, I could do anything with this. And it's not going to be considered batel to the karka. Over here, only brought a little bit. If you only brought a little bit, so kodaitachti batal agavi karka. You would have thought that, what? Maybe this is batal karka. So comes along Rabbi Yehuda and says, even if you only brought a little bit, it's still considered to be something that he would use l'chol tzorachov. Inami says, Tosos, another answer, yishlamai dehosam l'mayri rak l'chasos ba. Over there in the Braisa, we're only talking about doing kisui. Aval shai tzorachov lo, we're not talking about doing other things with it around the house. V'hoch hashmina dehom lo kupaso offer avid bo kol tzorachov. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda and says, no, that when a person brings lo kupas of dirt into the house, he could use it for whatever he wants, any need that comes up, any particular situation that arises in which he could make use of this offer, this dirt, it was completely 100% permissible.